Thank our friends at Auto Fair and the New Hampshire State Police. Captain Vetter is in our studios, one of the commanders of the state police, and really has a lot of responsibility on our roadways out there. Captain, New Hampshire State Police, how are you? Chris Vetter.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you for being with us. Now, you don't get credit because you're always in a green uniform, so you can't say you planned this.
I cannot, no. This is 24/7, 365. So.
There. How many years now in the state police?
30.
Wow. Yeah, and you have, I think you have a younger veteran as well, and your dad was in law enforcement.
I'm generation four. My son's generation five. He's a trooper in the North Country. So
where does the sense of service and where does that come from?
I don't know. I was brought up around it, so I never really considered doing much of anything else. I assumed that it was the same for my son. It's kind of all I knew.
And you love it, right?
I do love it. I do. I'm still here. It's 30 years later. So,
well, you and I were talking before the break with our friends from Fish and Game. Is the number of vacancies, you would think a person in their not just 20s anymore, but 30s, even early 40s, would want to go in and serve the public. But you have a lot of openings. And I don't find it terribly surprising in the environment more nationally than locally on, not enough support for law enforcement.
Yeah, it's a national problem. We're not experiencing anything that they're not seeing in other parts of the country. But we have... We have some pretty talented people in our training and recruitment unit doing the very best they can to identify the best candidates, and it's an everyday grind, but we'll get ahead of it. We really will.
You know what I say, Captain Vetter, to the friends in the Army and the military recruiters is, I see some of the most professional, best candidates, but it's just not as many as they want. Is that true in your world?
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately we don't have as many people taking the test, going through the processes as we used to. The standards are the same. The quality of people that we get are the same. It's just not the same quantity.
I've been trying to talk to Corey Isles about this, but she's not really showing any proclivity that she would take the test.
Yeah.
She'd be a good trooper. She has a little bit of a look. Although, you know what? She needs driving instruction.
Oh, we used to drive.
Every day she pulls into this building and the car is sideways in the spots. Like, if she had a boat and it was a slip dock, it wouldn't turn out too well.
We could fix that.
Captain, real quickly, St. Patrick's Day on a serious note. Nationally, locally, I heard on our Morning Information Center, it's the fourth busiest day of the year in terms of people consuming adult beverages on the roadway, behind New Year's and a few of the others. What are your concerns, and are there plans in the state police to sort of turn up the efforts to curb impaired driving?
Yeah, our concerns are, traffic crashes and traffic fatalities. It's really that simple. It's not a lot more complicated than that. We have some plans in place. They involve not just the state police, but also local and county police. Ultimately, we're trying to get people to change their behavior. It's success for us if we get somebody before they go out and drink, and if they make arrangements for a ride, an Uber, a friend, they don't have that last drink, they don't drive impaired, they don't crash, they don't they're not involved in a fatal crash. So that's success for us as much as is making an arrest. That's the last case scenario, but we're trying to reduce these crashes. So we're going to have a fair number of police officers statewide, enforcing the law and trying to make it so that everybody gets home safe. Because it's not about locking people up. It's about stopping crashes and stopping fatalities.
Well, later today, should people expect to see more visible or invisible enforcement? And what about going forward?
Yeah, you'll see it not just today, but, through our office at Highway Safety within the Department of Safety, we're going to coordinate some DWI and saturation patrols, and we're going to do them fairly frequently. We're going to do them statewide, and it's going to involve the state police. It's going to involve the local police. It's going to involve the county sheriffs. It's going to involve all law enforcement within the state, and it's being done simply with the goal of, like I said, reducing crashes and reducing fatalities. That is the only mission here.
Kind of a moving, roving type plan?
Yeah, it's going to, coming to it. To a town near you. So, we'll be moving from place to place throughout the state over the course of probably the next 4 or 5 months, 6 months, probably through the summer. And, like I said, hopefully as it moves along and there's some awareness and some education, we would like very much to have a saturation patrol where we have no arrests, we have no crashes, and we have no fatalities.
I do think it's a fun day, but as the Captain Vetter said of the New Hampshire State Police and our State Police segment brought to you by Auto Fair and the State Police, is be careful later. I mean, people do get out and about. Now, by the way, Captain, and we have a friend from Fish and Game in a moment, J-Dog, this is not only St. Patrick's Day, it's sort of the first full a couple things. First big full day of spring training for the Red Sox in Fort Myers. First day of March Madness.
Yep.
So today's one of those big, I think I'm going to work remote and not go to work today.
It's one of those days, Jack, right. Yeah.
So what happens is people go out in the afternoon, and they go out and about as they should, and it's great to support our hospitality. We're a tourism state, but just be careful later, as the captain said. If you're gonna drive, just make plans. I mean, you have all these options today that people didn't used to have. I mean, you can ride share, you can not drive, you can make the right decision, you can have someone else drive, but just you can walk if you go to a place, you know, yeah. Be careful. But Captain Vetter's joining us. He's one of the commanders of the state police on highway safety, and also with us, Captain, is Lieutenant Robert Mancini, Jr. He's with the New Hampshire Fish and Game, and he's one of the commanders, and he also has a canine, and he's also a diver. And now, Captain, is Mancini, do you think that sounds Irish to you?
Everybody's Irish today, Jack.
I have more English heritage, but thank you, Lieutenant, for being with us. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, and I am definitely don't have a lot of Irish in me, but I'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day safely, just like everybody else should later on this evening. So with the unseasonable temperatures that we have going on, just cautions in order, especially with recent variations in temperature and precipitation throughout the state. So we're just looking to keep people safe. While the ice may look safe, it's generally varied thickness on different bodies of water. Lakes and ponds freeze differently, as do rivers and streams. And, you know, you won't ever know if it's truly safe unless you're checking it. And the only way to do that is with an ice chisel or an auger.
Now, but we do, we do see incidences where people aren't using some of the common sense they should, right? Especially as we transition seasons.
Absolutely. I think we get into routine and, if you're out there ice fishing or you're out there recreating on the water, you think that you've been out there six times before and, you know, it's going to be okay today. But the reality is it's ever changing. And there should be a minimum of 6 inches of hard ice before individual foot travel and 8 to 10 inches of hard ice or snow for snow machine or off-high recreational vehicle travel. And we never advocate for vehicles on the ice. It's just... There's too many variables that can play into, you know, detriment.
The reason why I chuckled when you were talking, Lieutenant Mancini, the Fish and Game, is my first television news gig years ago in Maine. Inevitably, it just rarely ends well. We were always called to a story where someone had a truck out by a bob house or there was a crack in the ice. And next thing you know, the truck pulling the sled with a couple of snowmobiles was in the water. You're wondering what sometimes people are thinking. Hey, but let's switch gears. Before I bring in the captain of the state police, Captain Vetter, Lieutenant, would you say this season, because tomorrow we're going to be near 70 degrees, has it been about colder, about the same? We had a couple good snowfalls. Has it been about average for you in terms of the ice and the season we had?
I was out on Lake Winnipesaukee yesterday doing some dive training, and there was 12 inches of solid ice in parts of Lake Winnipesaukee, but again, there's a lot of difference between the shoreline and the middle of the water, where there's inlets. I guess I'd have to go back and look at, you know, weather patterns over the last few years to see if it's consistent or not, but it seems to me that it's been a little warmer recently. It seems to me that there's been some more rain, as opposed to snow, and those things right there would just make it so the ice appears to be weaker.
Captain Vetter, with the New Hampshire State Police, how do you, you've been on the job, you're one of the leaders in the state police, one of the commanders. How important is the relationship with Fish and Game, and how do you and your troopers out there kind of team together in what situations? How's the synergy between Fish and Game and state police?
Well, it's critical, and I can think of, you know, countless times where we've been in situations where we've needed to partner with Fish and Game. I think they're one of the better kept secrets in the state. They have skills that I think a lot of people don't realize, particularly in the area of search and rescue. So I can think of, you know, some of the water rescues, some of the water searches, some of the water recoveries that the state police have been involved in and partnered with Fish and Game over the years. You know, like I said, I think there's a lot of people that just don't realize that. They are truly about the only ones that can do what they do. And, you know, they bring a skill set to the table that nobody else has.
Yeah, piggybacking off of that, too, with state police, You know, a lot of times we think of, you know, search and rescue operations when we're working hand in hand. State Police has a aviation asset with helicopter and fixed wing that we rely upon quite a bit. They also have a great canine unit that's doing some good cadaver work around the state that's helping out with our canines and helping resolve lost people, you know, rather quickly. So we're really fortunate to have that partnership. But also, that aviation unit is used for some of our special enforcement. We're talking about ice safety. We have people that will go out on the ice with snowmobiles and start skimming across open water, which is really dangerous. So the aviation unit with State Police will help us with that enforcement from the sky, doing broad observation over larger bodies of water. They also help us in the hunting seasons with some nighttime patrols where we're looking for poachers. So we do have a great partnership, and we're really lucky to have that as an asset throughout the state.
Now, Lieutenant Mancini with Fish and Game, a question I asked Captain Vetter. You talked about openings in the State Police. I think there's more than 50 last time I checked. Hey, what about Fish and Game? I know Fish and Game. Now, I'm a fan of Fish and Game, so let me preface this, Lieutenant. I personally think that your budgeting process is a little difficult. I think if I was allocating funds, we pride ourselves on a tourism state. We want our wildlife to be in good shape. We want people to have safe hunting and fishing experiences. I'm a huge fan of what your folks do, and I just think sometimes we need to make you more of a priority. But that's my own commentary in my show. Secondarily, I also think the career opportunities, you know, in State Police, Marine Patrol, but Fish and Game seems to me, if you're a person who likes the outdoors, you like serving, you love wildlife, what better way to sort of make a living and make and serve the community? How are you doing on vacancies? Are you looking for folks part or full time? And what kind of people do you look for? What are the requirements and qualifications?
So thanks for the question. We're lucky in New Hampshire, I think, compared to the rest of the country, in that it's relatively safe here. It's a great place to raise your family. People that come to New Hampshire want to stay here. And we definitely have some openings right now. We have three funded openings that we're going to be looking to put folks on here relatively soon. We'll be open in a hiring process. And then we have four unfunded patrols right now throughout the state. And we're really trying hard to find ways of finding the funding necessary to make those funded patrols so we can hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 90s, the 80s and 90s, there was more game wardens than there is today. I think we were up to 50 back then. And right now, actually patrolling throughout the state to include our command staff, we have only 41 folks. And then we have two trainees that are getting trained. We have four field staff, four people at headquarters that are out of the field. So really what it's coming down to is about 35 people are doing the Fish and Game enforcement mm-hmm. in the state of New Hampshire. And like everybody, State Police has a ton of openings right now. Local mm-hmm. law enforcement has openings. We have unfunded positions and funded positions that we're really just trying to put pieces together and get them filled.
Real quickly, and Captain Vetter, thank you for what you do and your highway message today to be responsible, not just today, but going forward with the roving increase of coordinated state and local on impaired driving. But Captain and the Lieutenant, if you both could end real quickly and just sort of, if someone's out there thinking becoming a New Hampshire State Trooper or a Fish and Game, you know, what are you've been doing this long enough? What kind of person should be doing that? How long will it take for them to get through it? And just maybe a few points about recruitment.
Well, I can tell you from the State Police piece, you know, if you go on our website, there's an entire page that talks about the recruitment process, what the minimum requirements are, the type of people we're looking for. You know, and we have a whole unit that, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10 people, whatever it may be, that really are just kind of working on, you know, filling these vacancies, finding the right people, you know, making sure that we keep the standards of that we've maintained for, you know, better than 80 years. You know, it's a great job. It's a rewarding job. It's all I've ever done. It's all I've ever known. I'm very proud to be a New Hampshire trooper. You know, my son's a New Hampshire trooper. I have a younger son who's going to go into law enforcement. He's finishing college next year. So, you know, it's a great career. And you know, the opportunities are endless. You kind of get what you make out of it. So I can't say enough about that. But if you're interested in the State Police, go to the website. begin the process. You know, it takes a little bit of time. I mean, it's not something that's going to happen overnight, but those timelines are pretty well defined. And once you start the process, you know exactly where you stand and how long it's going to take. And I encourage anybody that's thinking about it to go to the website.
And Lieutenant, again, any recruitment final message or what kind of person should look at this? What kind of person may not want to look at it?
If you don't like to be outside and be challenged every day, I think you should hold your application. But if you're intrinsically motivated, you're honest, you're caring and hardworking, and you want a lifetime of adventure, visit our recruiting page and give us a call at headquarters, and we can help you figure out how to submit your application.
And how many years for you?
I have 12 years, so I'm not as as well tenured as the captain next to me. But
are you saying you're not as old as?
I don't have as much experience, but I'm hoping to get there someday. So I'll just hopefully ride on his coattails a little bit.
Now, just because I would never give Captain Vetter a hard time, even though I'm in a separate studio and he can't reach or throw anything at me. But Lieutenant, you're in fishing game. I assume you're a diver. You love fishing. I have to warn you, with the Vetter family, be careful, because they're kind of like sandbaggers when it comes to catching stripers off of Hampton and Rye. What they do is they chum the water. They use all kinds of weird stuff, and they catch these really big stripers. And or either that or get the camera really close to the fish. I'm not sure which.
Yeah. Jealousy does not suit you.
Well, thanks for the information, sir. We'll keep an eye on him. But every time I've watched him, he's always been above reproach.
Well, you know what? You always should have a life jacket on or nearby in the boat, as you know, on fresh and salt, any kind of water, whether you're in a small device or a big one. But they use they're so good. They use life jackets on the stripers.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, big ones. All right. We're going to move to, you can tell it's St. Patrick's Day.